One 12-pack away from being on an episode of Hoarders. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show.
Hey,
if you love tap rooms,
yes.
If you love bottle shops,
yes.
If you love beer bars,
no.
All right, well, just kidding. This may not be for you. This is the show for you. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And Matt is choosing to choose his day job over this. This job pays in beer, but his day job pays in beer and actual money, so he's choosing that over us. Can you believe that?
Must be tough to have to work on a Thursday.
Responsible worker.
Friday.
Yeah, on this Friday. But we're like, dude, Matt's not going to show. What are we going to do, man?
What else could you do?
We're like, let's cancel it. Let's cancel it. People are used to that now.
Show's over.
It's over.
Or we could just pull out the big guns.
Or like, what beer celebrities in town? It's Fresno. There's always a beer celebrity in town.
Yeah, you know.
Big Dog XL Perro.
That's me. I don't know if I'd call myself a celebrity.
In the Perfect Pour universe, you are a beer celebrity.
Legendary, at least.
Because I send you beer.
Yeah. We have drank many of your beers. And thank you for coming on the show for the first time ever. And short
pleasure
notice
and
everything. Happy to have you. Also, of relation with Stitt,
as he's affectionately known as.
Affectionately known as in the show, Stitt. So, happy to have you here, and we're gonna have fun.
Fun,
as we always do. Fun. Before we were started the show during our tailgate session, we had a beer from XL Perro. What is it, Big Dog?
Wicked Filthy. It's an IPL extra hoppy collaboration between Jack's Abbey Brewing and Soul Artisan Ales.
They're both East Coast brewers?
Jack's Abbey, I believe, is Massachusetts, and I'm not quite sure where Soul is at.
It's in Korea, Big Dog.
All right.
You know my geography.
Geography buff.
See, I'm trying to earn some points back from that terrible debacle, the UK debacle.
The Wales episode.
The Wales debacle. Where's Wales, bro?
I still don't think we know.
We haven't figured it out. I like that beer. That was a good beer.
Jack's Abbey does well. They do a lot of good lagers. I've had several. In fact, I think I sent you a different collab from them a few months back. They did a collab with New England Brewing.
Yeah, I remember that beer.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
It was a good
one. It was a yellow can.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah, yeah. Good one. Good one. Super good. Might have it up there.
Nah, I don't see it.
No. Oh, yeah, because I kept that in my personal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it in the closet?
It's important.
Yep.
Is that the one you stare at when you're in the closet drinking?
Yeah, my closet drinking. That's one of my closet drinking.
You have a drinking closet?
You don't?
What?
You're married, right?
Yeah.
Every married man has a drinking closet.
I used to have a beer closet. When the last place we had in San Diego, in addition to the fridge in the kitchen, of course, we had the DBF, the dedicated beer fridge in the garage for all the bottles.
Nice.
Also had the keg fridge for my homebrew. And then
what should
have been a coat closet was a closet full of cases of Stone beers and things.
Stone closet.
Yeah, back in the day, you know.
And Stone was ruling craft beer.
Yeah, you know, every time they had one of the releases, the Imperial Stout or the Double Bastard or something like that, I'd go pick up a case and, you know, toss it in the closet. And then at all the parties, we'd just pull out, you know, verticals because I'd have, you know,
five vertical beers or so. Party! Yeah. Man.
Is this a temperature controlled closet? How do you even pull them out?
Unfortunately not. No.
Be a beer fly on that wall. We also had from Portland Hub Gear Up IPA.
Get the gear.
It was very Northwestern for me. Sweet. It had that Northwest IPA sweetness that they cannot get away from. But I guess they probably say that about San Diego brewers. Like, can't get away from that clean hoppiness.
That San Diego bright, crystal clear hoppiness. Yeah,
bright,
the awful, awful.
Best hoppiness you can have.
How did this can not make it in an episode of Portlandia?
Yeah, that was an awesome. That was a label buy. I actually bought that in La Selva Beach on the coast. And that, I don't know, in a small little market. And I was like, what? I was like, how is there a hub beer in here? But I basically just bought it just because of that. I was like, I like finding those, overturning a rock and finding this rare thing and where it shouldn't be. And I was like, I'm just buying it just because of that reason alone.
It's not too old. Canned 13 April 2017. It's not too bad considering it came from.
Yeah, considering it's on the central coast of California and all that.
Yep. But now, was there panic because there was no price on it? And you're like, this could be either really cheap or very expensive.
Yeah, there wasn't a problem. I was like, I'm just going to go with it. I'm just accepting it, whatever it's going to be.
Not going to leave it.
Yep. So there you go. Now you're caught up with the drinking.
Did you guess that?
Did you guess that? Size? Obviously, it can.
I love gold.
It ain't no bottle.
16er. This is donated to the show by Augie Lagers. The Pseudo Sue Pale Ale. It's got a Tyrannosaurus Rex on it.
Yes.
This is Toppling Goliath Brewing Up History with the Field Museum. So I guess it's like a collab with the museum.
I don't know. Well, the Field Museum's in Chicago, and Sue is their T-Rex.
Oh, good.
Knowledge. Yes,
we got knowledge here on the show this week, folks. Look out.
Been there.
Oh.
Been there. Oh, that's how else would you know? Maybe Google? I don't know.
So, thank you, Augie. Oh, wow. Clean. It's like, is there like a fruit in there? Sorry, we're just
tasting. Ferocious hop aromas of citrus and mango.
Okay, mango.
Maybe it's the mango.
Yeah, mango.
It did seem almost a slight berry note, but perhaps it's the mango.
You never have the mango.
It just says citra hop. That's all right. Single hop pale ale citra.
That's good.
I will tell you right now.
I liked it.
Aroma. Worthy of stealing.
Still liking it. So, Big Dog, first time on the show.
Yes.
I don't think we've gotten to do this in a while.
No. And I'm excited for this one.
We like to say, what were you drinking before you crossed over into craft? Like, what was your go-tos? Then what was your gateway beer? Craft gateway.
There was many years of Budweiser and Miller. Even before Miller Genuine Draft, it was just Miller High Life.
Had it.
I've had that beer.
I think at some point I started drinking Sam Adams when I felt flush, you know. when I felt like I was, you know, had money, I'd get Sam Adams.
Roll into the store.
Friday payday, Sam Adams Day.
Because they used to advertise on the radio a lot about how the big brewers spill more beer in a day than we brew all year. That was their big radio
that's
ad.
That's a pretty good.
And
line.
I'll try it. So I'd pick. You know, I'd have a bottle of that if I was at a bar or something. And back in the day, during the Budweiser days, if you wanted to feel like a rock star, you'd like get some Löwenbräu or Heineken or something. You know?
Nice.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Löwenbräu.
And I still kind of have a special place in my heart for the Mickey's hand grenade bottles, even though it's been a long time since I've had one. The Mickey's malt liquor, not familiar?
I don't think I've seen this.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I never was
short little squat bottles.
Mickey's guy, but yes, I know exactly the bottle you're talking about.
Damn it.
It's been a long time for that. But so Sam Adams did that for a while. When I lived up in the Bay Area for a couple of years, 96 to 98, there were a couple of places up there that were going craft, and I'd kind of branch out, and I'd like, if we'd go out to eat, I'd try, what's this amber ale? I'll try an amber. So basically, amber.
Wild.
Exotic sounding.
Because at the
Amber, who is this Amber? She sounds hot.
At the time, Anheuser-Busch.
Has there ever been an Amber that wasn't hot? I don't think so.
AB had come out with their Amber Bock. I drank some of that and I liked it. I said, well, if I like this Amber beer, let me try these other Amber beers. And so I guess it's Budweiser fault that I went from their Amber Bock to Kraft Ambers and didn't look back from there. So we get back to San Diego in 98, and Carl Strauss is pretty much the main game in town.
Oh, you're in the birthplace. Yeah. Didn't know it.
A lot of red trolley ale, because you could get that everywhere. And then I'd go into BevMo and I say, okay, well, there's what are these other beers here? And there was one of the early ones was Red Rocket Ale from Bear Republic.
Okay.
And
yeah, I forget about that. It's still around too.
Ballast
right?
Point. Their amber was originally called Calico Copper ESB, and it was more of an English style ESB than the amber it became. Got that, and then started stretching out into like the Ballast Point IPAs and the Stone Pale and Stone IPA, and it just kind of took off from there.
That was it. And so it would be hard to pin down like one.
Well, I guess kind of Sam Adams, you could say. Yeah. And then the Red Trolley, really.
Sam Adams and Red Trolley.
We should note this down. That's a pretty solid one.
Yeah, Scotty B is supposed to note all these down. I mean, where's our spreadsheet, Scotty B? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, at the time, Carl Strauss, they really didn't do anything but lagers.
Because that's all people could handle.
Well, I don't know. I think part of it's because the figurehead Carl had been a brewmaster for Miller's. And I don't know if he ever actually did any brewing there, but he was kind of the guru for them because it was his nephew or something like that that started the place with a partner. And they brought in what they called Uncle Carl as their consultant, basically. So I think that's probably what drove him that route. And some of their initial bigger beers I wasn't too fond of on the ales, but then they kind of stepped up their game and have done pretty well since. But the lagers were always really, really good.
So you were there witnessing all the San Diego, rise of the San Diego brewers.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Alesmith and Stone and Ballast Point had all been around a few years by the time I was getting into it. I remember... I want to say it was the fourth anniversary IPA from Stone was one of the first IPAs I got from them. And that was kind of the earliest signs of like a double IPA. And that kind of was the precursor to the Ruination a couple years later. And I just remember that being so brutally bitter. And now I'd probably go back to it and go, yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, nice try.
Yeah.
Nice try, pansies.
What is this, a session?
Nice session. Better luck next time.
And then I found Alpine, and that kind of became a favorite real quick. And Alpine, when they actually first started, he was using Alesmith's brewing equipment before he was able to get his own equipment. He was brewing it because the original bottles of pure hoppiness had actually said brewed and bottled at Alesmith on them.
I've heard that before. I want that bottle.
That's like 2001, 2002, somewhere around there.
Yeah. So, what do you think your favorite scent? Do you have a favorite San Diego brewer?
Well, like I said, I was really fond of Alpine. Always liked Alesmith a lot too. The port, pizza port stuff was always really good. Really, all the original guys always really, really good.
Coronado.
Coronado was good. I had some hits and misses with them. It's been a while since I've had any of their stuff. I'm not quite sure where they're sitting now.
They're doing all right. I mean, geez, they're like, they're playing in a tough, in the baseball terms, they're playing in a tough division.
Well, yeah. I know that some of their IPAs are pretty good. It's hard to say what's my favorite because I can't keep up with all the brewery openings when I do get back there every, now and then. Mm-hmm. So, I don't remember how many there were when I left town in 2008, but now I think it's like 136, 38, somewhere around that in the county.
Yeah. It's crazy. There's like never, you can never find you never touch them all. Even the San Diego guys, and now are just like, we don't, it's gotten away from us.
Yeah.
Nice little. Did you guess that?
I love gold.
This is a big boy. From the central coast of California, Libertine Brewing, found in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo. Ladder de Fruit. Wild ale with persimmons and passion fruit, fermented and barrel-aged in French oak. This is donated to the show by Libertine Brewing.
Ooh, you mean Tyler?
Tyler! Surfer, brewer, has the life, has the life.
Occasional Fresnan.
When he's forced to come to Fresno.
When he's forced for a beer night.
Yeah.
And then shows up here.
It's not a bad job. I mean, you think it's a life, but, you know, these new brewers, they're up to their eyeballs in debt when they open the brewery, and they're working 20 hours a day to make it all happen.
That's what I'm hearing, like a theme through, because SD Beer Talk and 3B Zine, they'll talk to a lot of the new guys, and none of these guys, I'm hearing, like, I haven't made a dollar for 2 years. I haven't made money for 3 years. It's like, oh my God. Like, every time I hear something, it's just like, I'm just going to work for the, I'm going to work for a brewery. I'm not going to actually.
Don't be the guy that opens one.
Yeah.
You better love it, and you better have a passion for it if you want to make it work.
By the way, Zach's Brewing, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great, Steven.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
We're just talking about everybody else.
Yeah, everybody else. Forditor, Zach Sprain, it's going to be awesome.
Yep. Great times. Think of the tens of fans you'll have.
See, I'm like, every time I try a Libertine, it just, I like them more and more. If you would have done this to me a couple years ago, I'd been like, ah!
Something's wrong.
Ah! I would have run. But
this is very pleasant.
Yeah. This is tame in comparison to the last few we've had.
Mm-hmm. It's mellowed.
I don't feel like I'm going to have heartburn tonight.
Mm-mm, that's easy. Easy drinking, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Well, Axel, you're from Buffalo, or you live in Buffalo. You're from San Diego.
Yes.
Live in Buffalo, New York.
Yes.
What is going on out in the Buffalo scene? Who's the Tioga Sequoia of Buffalo?
Oh, wow. Who's the Tioga?
Buffalo is about a little bit bigger than Fresno, would you say? What's the population?
Shrinking
million?
Population. Oh, no.
750.
Buffalo itself is like only a couple hundred thousand.
Oh,
I
wow.
Think.
Cool.
Yeah, Clovis. You do have some.
And you've got an NFL team.
Well, they are passionate.
And an NHL team.
The hockey and football are big things. Big things there. Well, when I moved there in 2010, there was Buffalo Brew Pub, which had been around for a while, I guess. But you're kind of a basic, boring brew pub, you know. They were doing like the Brew Pub 5, which is a pale ale, an IPA, a stout, an amber, and a brown. You know, that used to be the thing.
Classic.
You know? Yeah. And then there was also Flying Bison, which had been around for about 10 years, but it actually was on the verge of going away. They had actually kind of shut down, and then they got bought as an investment by FX Matt, which is a brewer out of what's the town up there? I want to say Utica. They brew the Saranac beers and Utica Cub and some of those others. So they're owned by FX Matt now. And they also, FX Matt does a lot of contract brewing too. So they were the two places in town. And they were, you know, I guess on the craft spectrum, but, you know, not pushing any envelopes. About a year or two after I was there, a small nano opened up called Community Beer Works, and they've done a pretty good job. They're opening a second spot and expanding a little bit. Then within a couple more years, a few more places opened. A couple of the bigger ones are Resurgence Brewing, which I think I've sent a couple of beers to.
Yeah, I was like, that one.
The Sponge Candy Stout. That was that one.
We got to actually have a sponge candy with it.
And Big Ditch Brewing is a brew pub downtown, and they've...
I think we got one of those in the fridge right now.
They're double IPA. And there's a handful of other places around the county. It was kind of funny. Last year I did see an article in the local paper talking about how there was like 12 or 15 brew pubs in the county and what's going to be the saturation rate, you know?
And I'm thinking, and you're just like,
you don't even know.
You guys only cracked the door open.
Google San Diego right now.
Yeah. So, it's definitely growing along with, kind of the we're getting better restaurants and better food and everything. Buffalo was a pretty depressed city, you know, for a long while. Mm-hmm. You know, from the '70s kind of.
Wow.
All the steel jobs went away and a lot of that kind of stuff went away.
You know, it's part of the Rust Belt,
you know?
Okay.
And so it really hadn't reinvented itself. So it's starting up. When I first started working there downtown at 5 o'clock, man, there'd be nobody on the streets. Once people left downtown to go home, there was nobody out and about.
That was Fresno 10 years ago.
And now, you know, there's actually some activities going on downtown and people are coming back downtown to do stuff. So it's kind of nice to see some progress, you know.
Is there like a cool beer place to hang out downtown Buffalo?
Yet? Downtown there's another brew pub, Pearl Street Grill is a brew pub. They've been around a while. Actually it used to be just Kitty Corner from my old office. Now I'm about a couple blocks away. There's also a pizza place there called Pizza Plant, and they have a really good tap list, very craft centric tap list. There in another year or so, there's going to be a Hofbrauhaus about a block out the back parking lot of my office. And Labatt's is actually Labatt's is putting a little pilot brewery in right next to the arena, which is across the street from us too.
Huh?
Yeah.
Explain that to me. Canadian brewer Labatt's is going to put like a remote tap room in Buffalo? Yeah,
they're putting like a little, you know, pilot system, which for them will probably be like a 20 barrel system, you know. But it's going to be right next to the sports arena where all the hockey games and everything else. And Buffalo is a
That would be perfect. You probably have anytime a Canadian team's in town, it's like,
well, it doesn't matter. No, Buffalo is a blue town. It's a Labatt blue town. It probably sells more than, you know, the Bud products. Yeah.
Like, do you think Labatt's Blue is probably the number one beer in
quite possibly,
Buffalo?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. I did not know that.
And actually, the Labatt's you're getting in the U.S. is distributed, and I think they're actually brewing it too, by North American Breweries, which is in Rochester, New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the Genesee Brew House. I don't think I've ever sent you any Genesee.
We've had something from Rochester.
Yeah, I think I may have sent you. There's good craft scene in Rochester as well. But the North American Breweries, and it's now actually foreign owned. It's owned by a company out of Costa Rica that's like some big beverage conglomerate down there. But they do the Labatt's for the U.S. out of that place.
Hmm. All right. The Buffalo scene. Where are you hanging out the most in Buffalo?
At home.
Oh, yeah.
The best craft beer spot.
Perfect pour style.
Well, is your beer fridge.
Part of it is where I live, there's nothing that's... most of the stuff is more towards downtown or the west side of town, and I'm more kind of towards the northeast side of town. And at the moment, we have not had any ride-sharing services in town. So I really don't want to go, you know, driving downtown and hanging out.
You're like waiting for Uber and Lyft to come to town.
Yeah. Actually, they just allowed it, and it's supposed to start up this summer.
Oh, it's on. Summer in Buffalo.
Yeah. There's a nice brew pub in one of the cool parts of the city called Thin Man Brewery, and they're doing some nice beers, and they've got some really good food. We like to go there and get what they call bacon nubs.
What?
Bacon nubs.
Uh-huh.
I'm interested. Let's
keep talking.
It's big chunks of pork belly that have been smoked for hours.
Yes.
And then they're fried.
Is it pork belly?
And then it's sauteed in brown sugar and maple syrup.
I think it is.
Whoa.
Breakfast.
And yeah.
Might as well just be breakfast.
Crispy on the outside, and you bite in, and the fat and the pork belly just kind of melts in your mouth.
Wow.
And they make a porter that goes really well with it.
I can do that.
I bet they do. I'll bet they do. Wow. It's Buffalo, New York, man. Go check it out. Go tell next time you're in Buffalo. Tell XL you're in town. I'll hook you up.
And then you go north and go look at the water falling over the cliffs up in Niagara. And
wow. There you are.
What's more popular back there, crowlers or growlers?
I think most of the breweries are everybody has growlers, of course. It's kind of a standard. But I think most of the breweries are getting a crowler as soon as they can. I think most of them have that now.
It's all the crowlers now.
I guess so.
All your growlers are worthless now. Chuck them in recycling.
Can't even recycle them. They'll be like.
I mean, I used to have the cabinet full of growlers, one for every damn brewery in town. Yeah. When, you know, when you couldn't do that. One thing I'll give New York, though, is they have some dumb laws just like every other state, but the growlers, you can, you know, fill anything basic, well, any kind of clean container for beer. But, you know, it wasn't like in California where it was brewery specific.
Yeah.
Plus,
we still have.
Is it like 7-Eleven where you bring the container Slurpee day? Well,
you can get a growler fill at the gas station or at a beer store or at a bar or a brewery.
See, I like those places.
Yeah.
However, you can buy beer at the grocery store, but you can't get spirits or wine at the grocery store.
Okay.
So, and the spirit.
That's the way it's like in Idaho, I think.
Yes, because won't somebody think about the children? Because, right? You know, if we sell wine in the grocery store, kids are going to buy it, basically.
Right,
you know?
The children. Yeah. You got to think about the children.
About the children.
But the liquor outlets cannot sell anything. There's like a few exception items, but they can't sell anything other than spirits and wine. So like if you want a margarita, you can go to the booze store and buy all the mix-ins. Except for the margarita salt. You have to go to the grocery store.
Work to get to a margarita.
I just one time stock up on a shit ton of margarita salt and then never have to worry about it again.
Noises?
Something fell. I don't know.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Stupid gravity. All right. Well,
still working.
Yep. Still there. Nick, what's going on out there in the world of craft beer, as far as you can tell?
As far as I can tell? The Perfect Pour did a brew day.
Whoa!
At Zach's Brewing.
Whoa! Signature Perfect Pour beer?
No. Ah. Oh, no.
Well, I mean, it would have to be, you know, Perfect Pour Pale, just for the alliteration aspect of it, right? Or Perfect Pour Porter.
I'm writing that down right now.
Perfect Pour Porter. Perfect Pour Pale.
Perfect Porter. Perfect Pour Porter. I like all these ideas. No, we just did a Pilsner. I mean Steven and Scotty did it.
You stood around drinking beer and supervised.
Exactly. I watched them work hard. But it was kind of cool to get to brew again and watch them do it, especially to see how far Steven's come in the last 5 years. You know, when we started home brewing, it was a lot of work, and it kind of sucked, and it took a long time. And so he's kind of And so he's worked out a lot of the kinks. Like now, it just takes a long time. Like he's engineered a really cool homebrew system that works really well, and it almost took nothing. I mean, watching him and Scotty do it, there are steps still to do it, but system was smooth. It was really easy.
When you're homebrewing, the one thing, if you can nail down consistency, you've got it. You know, so if you have a good system and you use it enough, you can get a consistent process going. You know, that's the biggest thing, I think, for homebrewing.
I think you're right, because that seems to be what his goal is.
And especially if you can have a dedicated space where you can set everything up and you don't have to break it down and haul it out and set it up every single time. And it just kind of adds to your brew day.
He's got a shop building that was going to be the original Zach's Brewing, but the county was giving them a lot of trouble brewing it at home, basically, or having a brewery at his house. So that's why he decided to look for a location downtown. But so he's got the dedicated space and just a really clean, simple system, that just functions really well. And so it was easy for him compared to how we started in 2012, you know, grain in the bag and transferring with a rack. And it was neat to see how far he's come. I think he's going to do really well with the brewery if he scales this system up, you know.
It'll be exciting to have Zach's Brewing online Because, yeah, he makes good beer, so it's gonna be fun.
It's going to be fun.
And then there's Scotty B in the background going,
hey, Chief.
Man, you think the voicemails are bad. The stories are even worse in person.
I'm sure.
Unedited.
Yeah, Scotty B tries to clean it up when he calls in. So you can imagine.
He leaves nothing out.
Scotty B.
Nothing out when he's at. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Ooh. That was a little gross.
Chirpy. That was a growler. Glass growler, in case you're wondering. You're scoring it home.
I love gold.
This is new growler beer donated to the show by Big Dog.
Ooh, glug.
Glug, 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 glug.
What do we got here, XL?
Well, this is from North Park Beer Company.
Ooh.
In the North Park of San Diego.
Heard of this area. The real beer district. Like America's Beer District, North Park.
And this is the famous Hop Foo.
Whoa.
Hop Foo.
Hop Foo.
This has got,
Hop You.
This is got, in Russia, Hop Fuck You. I don't know.
I don't think that's how it
is. Yeah, that's the joke.
I use my big glass on this one.
Well, there's only three of us. We got a growler, so might as well.
North Park.
You got the cap for that?
Yes.
Don't let the oxygen in, Mike.
Don't let the aroma out.
Oh, wait. Yes.
Mikey hates this one.
Take all you want. I got my own aroma.
Oh, yeah. This is good stuff.
So,
What's this percent? I'm going to say is this a double? I'm going to say it's
borderline
7-8.
My favorite number, 6-7.
Oh, damn it.
It is 7-5.
Not even close.
So you were asking about my favorite San Diego breweries, and I don't want to be a homer, but this is my friend Kelsey's beer in place, so that's where I spent pretty much all of yesterday, or most of the afternoon, even, running the board over at his place.
Is a head brewer. Who's this Kelsey?
Kelsey McNair. He is the proprietor, brewer, everything owner at North Park Beer Company. He and I started homebrewing about the same time, and he kind of took it a little further. Been wanting to open this well. This Hop Foo is basically the scaled up recipe that he used to win the National Homebrew Championship 3 times with this IPA. And you know, if you know anything about the brewing competitions, usually IPA is like the most populated category where hundreds of entries. So to be able to do that a few times.
Everybody thinks they can make an IPA.
I can do it.
Oh, yeah, me too. I could too, but yeah.
Yeah. But we give the rest a chance.
Right.
So
I
we have
podcasts. I can't.
It's a true West Coast, nice and clean. There's bittering, there's flavor.
Yeah, it does have, it's the bitterness is there. It's not like, it's not trying to hide the bitterness, but it's in a good way.
The right way, some people might say.
Yeah. Ooh. But I can see through it. So what's that about?
Thank goodness.
Why can I see through it? I don't understand that.
They pay attention to our podcast and know that hazy IPAs are over.
Well,
they're over.
Kelsey's very thoughtful brewer. He puts a lot of thought into all the recipes and the process and everything that he's doing down there. So, I mean, I've been drinking this beer a long time, and even way back in the day, his homebrew was always spot on. So,
That's fun to see somebody you were just hanging out with beforehand.
Yeah.
Now he's, maybe it's just because listening to San Diego guys all the time, but. I mean, North Park is always mentioned. So,
yep.
And I don't mean just the area.
And you can find North Park Beer Company on the corner of University and Ohio Street.
University and Ohio Street.
I like those streets.
I want to say I've been there, but I'm not sure. I'll just let Greg from SC Beer Talk tell me.
Because
sometimes I'll be like, I've never been there. And Greg will message me the next day like, you've been there, guy. I took you there. Oh, yeah, yeah. Remember that. Totally remember. Totally.
It's one block over from 30th Street. Okay. So 30th is the main drag where most of the bars and beer places are. Yeah. So they're one block off of that.
Okay. I might have.
Real nice tap room. They designed it in like a arts and crafts craftsman style to match the neighborhood feel.
Nice.
So it's real nice. A lot of wood, big open area.
And it's just a tap room. It's not like a restaurant too. Or
well, So it's basically what you would consider a brew pub, I guess, because you know it's got all the brew gear there, and there is a. A food vendor called Mastiff Sausage Company, but they run it as separate entities. So basically, it's his building to do what he wants, but then he leases out the restaurant space to Mastiff.
Okay. They only get growlers, or is there any way to get it North Park outside of the brewery?
Well, there are a few locations around San Diego that will have kegs on tap. Yeah.
I have kegs.
Okay. Yeah, but at this time, no canning or other bottled product.
You think he's thinking about that?
In the future,
possibly. Can we get a 3BZ exclusive going here? Yes. Now announcing North Park.
North Park cans.
In Vons.
Ooh, Vons. I like that.
Well, this is good stuff. Thank mm-hmm. you.
He does have a few barrels in his basement there that he hopes to expand upon. In the future, more barrel space.
Okay,
it's a pretty cool space. It's right in the corner, big spot. It used to be in its previous life, the last place it was there, it was an MMA gym, and so they had to hose all the sweat out of the walls. And then
sandblast.
When we were talking about opening a place and just what's involved in it, it's like every week was some new little hurdle they had to cross. Like when they went to lay the foundations for all the tanks, because you know you have to build up the concrete and give it a nice heavy duty flooring because of the weight of the equipment and the beer. They found out that the dirt underneath the original foundation in the one part basically wasn't up to code. The dirt wasn't compact.
I'm sorry, your dirt's not up.
Yeah, that delayed it a couple of weeks where they had to dig it out and then bring in a bunch of dirt and pack it all down right and just to, make sure everything was stable. And, they had to bring in power from, under a street and water from under a street. And it was just like this expensive. And that and this and that. And
the only thing worse than that is if when they pull the old, you need fire sprinklers.
Sir. Oh yeah. Yeah. That was another thing to be able to use the, there's like a,
these fire sprinklers.
A mezzanine space that's kind of nice, big upstairs mezzanine space mm-hmm. you can use for events. And to be able to use that, he had to get sprinkler systems in and all these other little things. And it's just, one thing after another that you don't think about.
We were looking at putting sprinklers in a building just to go from the center of the street to the building. This isn't even inside the building yet. So just to the building, which was probably 8 feet. I mean, it was narrow. It was narrow street, narrow sidewalk. $12,000 just to get it to the building.
Ooh.
Yeah, I guess. We should have jumped on it, is what you're saying.
Right? $5,000 of that is for the guy that holds the stop sign in the traffic.
Yeah, yeah. Slow. Oh, I mean, stop. Sorry. I mean.
Man, you people that own the open up brewers are just, you're
just whining
among men.
You are whiners and complainers.
You guys, man, brave people.
It's in every county and state and city is different. They all have their rules.
There probably isn't. I'm sure there's exceptions, but it's probably the most difficult business to open, I would imagine, as a brewery. Like, can you imagine opening a more like? Because you have to jump through every hoop there is to jump through.
Right, and they're always done in areas where you don't usually put. Restaurant you're type converting. Business.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the reasons why he tried to avoid having like a full on restaurant brewery kind of place because that's just that much more of a headache, to run and open. So that's why he kind of shopped out the food portion of it and it worked out pretty well for him. I remember back when Patrick Rue was opening up the brewery, I used to see him at the Pizza Port festivals. And he used to bring his homebrews down to those and share with everybody back before he had the brewery. And he, same thing when he was trying to open up that place. It's like, you got to have about twice as much money as you think he had. Mm-hmm. And then he was telling us like Orange County was saying, oh, well, because you're serving this and that, you got to have some kind of screening over this space and you can't, this has to be this far away from the door. And it's just, redesign and this and that and, get everybody's approval.
You need approval from your peers.
That damn government.
Mm-hmm. Damn government. I mean, I like California. I don't mind regulations, but geez.
Yeah. It's just tough. A weird line because you fall somewhere between a warehouse and a restaurant, and you're neither, but both apply.
Right. Right.
And so,
because you have to have like the Department of Health come in as you're serving things, and you know, you've got your city, you've got all the regular utilities you got to, you know, build up for. And
but 90% of your day, there's two guys there.
Yeah.
Just brewing beer.
You know, and you have to make sure you meet any wastewater regulations, and it's not just setting up in a garage and saying, hey, I brewed.
Yeah, I brewed today, guys.
Mikey's favorite word.
Yeah, brewed.
Brewed.
Brew. Ugh. It depends on the context.
Okay.
If you're talking about brewing
the
beer,
act of brewing,
it doesn't ting in my ear, but if you're saying like, hey, have this brew, and I'm like, ah, get away from me.
Tasty brews.
This is a tasty brew.
I'm gonna open a bottle shop called Tasty Brews.
It feels
brews.
Like it's regional. It feels like there's the east, back east, like they use brew more.
Is this
that
like
way.
A pop versus soda thing?
I think so.
Oh yeah, that's a Buffalo thing, is pop.
Yeah. Midwest. But yeah, I've lived in Arkansas and Kansas, and it's known as pop there. So just so you know.
Kansas is
cold pop.
What part of Kansas?
North Central Concordia, Kansas.
Okay. I went to Wichita once. It was pretty darn flat.
Yep. There's some, now and again, there'll be a little rolling hill action. Yeah.
The weird thing was trying to navigate when you're driving around town, because there's no mountains or anything to kind of orient yourself. And you have to find the tallest building
grid.
Downtown.
Yeah, it's grid style, like Fresno, north, south, east, west. Go. All right.
Yeah. Tangent.
Tangent. And what else, Nick?
Kansas tangent.
Kansas tangent. Tangent.
Thank you. Now I could get on with my day. Had my first official pool beer of the season.
Oh, yeah. It's pool season, bro.
Yeah. We had a little hot spell last weekend, and then a cool down, and then rained again. But yeah, I think it's officially pool season. So I started off with a nice, tasty stout, Deschutes Obsidian Stout.
Mm. I miss Deschutes.
Pool beer.
Doesn't seem like a pool beer.
That is pretty much the opposite of a pool beer.
I disagree. It did not affect my
kind of pool are you buying?
It did not affect my cannonball performance, nor my shallow
did
in.
It? You don't even know.
Shallow in floating. Both were intact.
I'll bet your floating was way heavier than it could have been.
I float heavy. I float hard, bro.
Yeah, floating hard over here, honey. Honey, you're getting a little crazy with your floating. I float hard, honey.
Yeah. Hand me more water wings.
Just watch out for the floaters
inside.
In the pool.
Oh, floaters are different from floating. For sure.
Yeah, especially when you're having them obsidian stouts.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had any shoots in a long time. Since I left the West Coast, I think.
It's Oregon. Oregon-y.
Is that, you mean like you haven't looked for it in a while?
They don't distribute it back there.
Okay.
What, in Buffalo, what California brewers can you get in Buffalo?
Well, San Diego's pretty darn well represented.
Really?
I hesitate.
You could get Libertine there.
Well, yeah. I mentioned that.
That's ridiculous.
There's one place that has a few bottles, and they stay there because they're like, you know, $25 or so. It's you're paying the transit fee, I guess, or something.
Yeah. Well, makes sense.
Yeah. San Diego wise. So, like, you get your Alpine, Green Flash, Ballast Point, Alesmith, Stone.
Could you get Alpine before the Green Flash buyout?
No. I remember when Alpine, if you were lucky, there were 5 stores in San Diego. And, you know,
it was tough to get Alpine in San Diego.
Yeah. Generally, you had to drive out to the brewery to get it.
So, at least you have a San Diego beer source in
Yeah. Buffalo. You know, I don't often because, you know, at least most of the places now are at least, you know, dating their bottles and cans so you can tell. Like the other day, over the weekend, I was at the beer store and they had some Pure Hop there, but it was already like 3 months old. And I was like,
It's hit the. It's at.
I really don't want to pay $17 for a six pack of older IPA. I mean, 3 months. You think about it, you realize, wow, but it doesn't seem like much. But if I can get stuff that's been brewed in the last month, I'm going to take the fresh beer.
Yeah, freshies, bro.
I don't sweat waiting for all the greatest and latest necessarily. If I can get fresh local beer and it's halfway decent, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys get 6 point in Buffalo?
Yeah. I've sent you 6 point.
Yeah, but I figured maybe you had to travel to go get it.
Not muling it. I think we get most of the 6 point. Nice. Generally you can get the resin and the puff and all the regulars.
Yes.
Oh man.
Five beans.
We've got one in there. I think somebody else sent us some puff.
Is that a hint?
No.
You got one right here.
It's in there. I got some.
You got one ready to rock.
Whoa. That was wet. That was wet. You guess a wet 16. Oh, shit. Damn it.
Yep, we need a new
board.
Right.
We need a new board up.
Wet, if hot, you guess Fresno wet summer.
16-ounce can. You
I
got
love
it.
Gold.
It's a wetty.
By the way, I like hops.
Oh, do you?
Donated to the show by XL Pedro. This is Buffalo's Big Ditch Brewing Company Deep Cut Dippa Double. Oops. Yeah.
Whack. Mind the table.
Big Dog's familiar with this, I'm going to assume.
Ooh, I need a new glass.
Yeah, I've worked through a few four packs there of this. So Big Ditch, it refers to the Erie Canal, which flowed from Buffalo across the state.
All right.
Cool label. Would buy this for the label.
Nice local reference. I like all local reference beers.
So like if we did Shields Canal, that'd be a cool brewery.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think Zach's Brewing brewed you Shields Canal.
Shields Canal, bro.
McKinley Canal.
Yeah.
When I was homebrewing, sometimes I'd come up with a name before I came up with the recipe.
Mm. Yeah.
And then work off the name.
Yeah.
You're like that the band that the songwriter that thinks up a name and then writes a song around the name. And they're like, here's my song. Write music.
Write music. Make it sound like Deep Cut.
I like this beer. I'm not getting too much East Coast here.
Mm-mm.
It's somewhere in between.
Yeah, it is. It's good.
It's definitely, you get more of the yeast, I think. And I think they're using more of the new school hops in this than compared to the hop foo that we just had.
Mm-hmm. It's the thing about the show, man. We have too many good beers and then we start blending.
you got brain fade. That is an interesting point. We should do a side by side. North Park versus
San Diego versus Buffalo.
Yeah.
Who wins?
The two giants of the beer world.
Where was this rumor that Knee Deep was going to open up a tap?
I saw it on the local beer geek site on Facebook. Somebody said something about a brewery opening in this new building on the south side of downtown, and another guy said that it was allegedly a former Knee Deep brewer.
So, oh, okay. So not Knee Deep, but
yeah,
guy that an offshoot.
Yeah. So that's all I know about that.
Yeah. Well, look out for that.
Knee Deep's pushing out all the new brewers.
I'll take somebody that's if they want to bring the Knee Deep style of beers to Buffalo, I'd welcome that.
Have you tried any of the Revision brewing yet?
Not yet. Nope.
I think if I have some in there, damn it. I think
we drank it all. Way to go.
I drank it all. Damn it.
Before you leave, take a six pack with
yes.
you. Yeah.
I can go shopping before mm-hmm. I leave.
Fig tree.
I'm not saying you have my permission, but I'm saying it's a reco.
I recommend.
Find some on your way out.
Find some Revision.
Oh, there's a fridge right over there.
You can probably find lots in there. Find some in there.
Is there anything going on out there in the beer scene before we go on the other things?
Pool beers.
Other scenes?
Oh, allegedly Trader Joe's has this accumulated knowledge again.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
I haven't seen it yet.
Which one is it?
Accumulated Knowledge, Modern Times.
Oh.
Hard one to find. Only gets.
We do not get Modern Times in our Trader Joe's in Buffalo, no.
Ooh.
I went to look for it.
We just got a Trader Joe's like 2 years ago, though. So.
And a little lag time.
Later this year, we get a Whole Foods.
Nice.
Oh, it's on now.
Yeah. Prepare to be excited and then disappointed.
Do you get carton brewing in Buffalo? No.
There is one beer shop in the southwest part of the county that is muling in beers from places, and they did have some carton.
I really dig everything I've had from carton. Six Point and Carton are my East Coast bros. But yeah, you know, whenever I'm out there,
you hit them up.
Six Point, Carton, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it to it.
Let's have a get it.
They're like, okay. That'll be $18, sir. Yeah, so get it.
So anyways, Trader Joe's accumulated knowledge. I went to look for it, didn't find it, but I did see Green Flash did an anniversary beer for Trader Joe's, a Saison called Fearless 50.
Oh, Saison. I stopped listening at Saison. So
it's only a dollar, though.
Whoa, dollar wait, beer.
It's I'm a listening dollar I for listening. A 22-ounce bomber.
$1.
$1.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go. Well, you're still on Barstow and Blackstone, Trader Joe's.
Yeah, one last chance to get real Trader Joe's.
Once you move to Northeast Fresno, I'm out.
Uh-huh.
I am out.
It's over.
Trader Joe's is over, man. Well, is that all our beer knowledge?
Yeah. We'll cut it there.
All right. Well, there's something you pops in your head still.
All right.
You want to throw in there. All I know is that Modern Times is hiring for a brewer. They're looking for a new brewer. They're looking out for a brewer.
I just brewed Saturday, so I think I'm in.
Huh?
Totally watched Steven Brew, so I'm hired.
All right.
I'm qualified.
you're like, what are your qualifications? I watched this other dude brew.
Yep.
All right. You're in Modern Times. Welcome to Modern Times. Yeah.
Let's do a seared ahi tuna.
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
Porter.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Take that.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Times never thought
Look
of that.
Look out for that. Does Modern Times still have one more tap room to play with? I think it's time for a Fresno tap room.
Nice. That's kind of a stretch.
Hey, Fieldwork.
Well, you know, we're going to get Fieldwork, so screw you, Modern Times.
There's a rumor that Fieldwork's going to is looked around Fresno.
That's right, Modern Times. Better hurry up before the empty buildings are snatched up.
Better hurry up. Hurry up for those. Because we've already documented on this episode how easy it is to open a brewery.
Yeah. Step one. Brew beer.
Step one, find place. Step two, open door.
Yes.
You're done. It's all the goods.
Just get the underpants gnomes to handle it.
Forgot about those guys.
Oh, you didn't pay those guys? That's your problem. I don't know what that means. All right. Well, let's get to some email. This is Ed.
Ed Winter.
Send us a voice email. Yes.
Perfect Paul. It's Ed.
Yes.
As I clearly can't be trusted to record live, I thought I'd go back to email voicemail.
Okay, Ed.
As Chew was doing it, it's got to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
Chew started that trend.
You might be able to tell. It's been a long day and I've drunk a lot of beer. Life and Death IPA, my vocation. And they're in Yorkshire somewhere, and it's really, really, really nice. And if I ever go over again, I'll take some over and I'll ship it to you. Actually, talking about that, trying to wangle another freebie
trip over to the US this time
to Fort Collins. So I'm going to be hopefully going to Fat Tire. I like Fort Collins. I've been there a couple of times, but I've never been to Fat Tire. Wow. So I may
have a slide
after. Ask Stacey if she can pull any strings and see if I can get any decent treatment and have a decent tour of Fat Tire. But that's a sideline. Yeah. That's later in this
Ride
year.
Ride the couch
for right now. Chew, don't worry. I missed out on Chocotasso. It's all your fault, but I'll forgive you. Just give me the recipe. I'll make it myself and we can talk shop and we'll see how it turns out. And Mikey, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Still doesn't know where Wales is at.
An English IPA, I think, on episode 200. And you said it wasn't too bad because it wasn't too English. I'd love to know what is too English.
Come on, dude. You know.
I don't know if that's a bad thing or not. But, yeah, I'll admit, English IPAs and US IPAs, they are completely different things. But just... What do you think is... What's the Englishness that you don't like? I'm really, really interested to know. Anyway, apart from that, episode 202, maybe, or 203, depending on when this gets in.
Who knows? Who knows?
Good. Keep it up for another 100. Keep up the great work. Cheers.
All right. Cheers. Cheers, mate.
Cheers. You're on your own on that one, Mikey. What is too English?
It's not like a Guinness Pale IPA. You know what I mean. Come on. Do I really have to explain that? I don't know. I don't know what that means. I mean, it's probably what I meant was that it's modern. It was a more modern style IPA than I would expect from anybody in England, in the UK. Up there in the UK. That's probably what it meant.
Probably.
But respect England. Mm-hmm. I mean, they started IPA, right?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
That's the alleged thing. So they get to make the call. Respect. Well, there. Thanks, Ed.
Ed. Jeez.
I want this Ed's job where he gets to just come to the States and do stuff and then go back.
How has he been to cooler places than we?
He's done it. Ed goes to all these cool places and we're like, what? Yeah, who's that tornado in San Francisco? Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, I was in Colorado and to Boulder in Houston.
Houston.
And I was getting all these good beers and I'm like, oh, that sounds like cool. I was in Fresno during that time.
Yeah.
So
heat wave, bro.
Dealing with a heat wave, so what do you think about that?
Yeah. Turn sprinklers on. Saturday.
Yeah, it's Saturday. I ran through the sprinklers. Felt pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Felt pretty good about it.
That's how we get along around here. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Wow. Thanks, Paul. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network and the Perfect Pour. It's a light voicemail week.
What?
Can you believe this?
No.
It's a light week. The lightest week I think we've seen in a long, long time.
You should have called.
You just should have called, but here is our first voicemail of the week.
Okay. All right. So this is Hillary.
Hillbills.
From downtown and et cetera. I'm here with Abe and Lenore.
Hey, Tetra.
And Lenore wants to know, like, definitively, have you or have you not been to Rocky Hill Brewery? They posit that it rivals Cuyahoga Sequoia.
Ooh.
And so it's better. Oh,
ooh.
Shit. She said she feels it's better. So please discuss. We look forward to your discourse on this matter.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Civilized.
Bye. Bye.
So was that?
Bye.
That was Abe real Hillsbills?
Abe and Lenore and real Hillsbills.
Whoa.
And Lenore is saying that Rocky Hill is better than Tioga.
Damn.
New brewer out in Exeter / Visalia, Rocky Hill. I haven't had any yet.
I have not.
Nobody's given me any Rocky Hill.
I missed it at Spoke.
I just sit here in my house going like, why don't I have Rocky Hill?
You check the fridge frequently.
Yep. Once in a while, I'll check it. I'm like, nope, no Rocky
Still
Hill.
Still not in
waiting
there.
For the beer elves to stock it for you.
Well, Matt can get in this garage. So, I mean, once in a while, I'm like, hey, what if Matt, like, put stuff in the garage? Nope.
Not
no Rocky happening. Hill. He does, but it's never Rocky Hill. I'm excited to have, you know, we talked about it last week. Mm-hmm. You talked about it last week, Nick, and
they're making waves.
I'm excited.
They are brew festival legends.
I'm saying he needs to chill out and make sure that the Fresno tap room's open, because this is the same from Border Hop, correct? Same owner of Border Hop.
I don't know if same owner, but same
brewer.
Yeah, Oscar's a part of it somehow.
Oscar is a part of both things. And so I'm just like, dude.
Yeah.
Let's get that Border Hop going.
Sup with
Forget that. About this Rocky Hill, man. That's for South Valley. Not in South Valley.
Yeah.
What's the date on the Pita Dragon?
A year and a half ago.
Yeah. So we've added 6 months.
And then
another 6 months. Yeah. And we're going to add 6 months to that.
That is.
Well, so Pita Dragon has got patio clearance.
Already.
City of Fresno, they're going to be one of the first restaurants to have patio dining in the city of Fresno on a major downtown street.
Was that a no-no?
That was a no-no. Oh. That was actually our city ordinance was so outdated. You could not do that in a downtown district.
People imagine get too that. Crazy on patios, man.
Yeah. So they're, I think they're one of the first to utilize the new ordinance code and have patio dining.
And that's what's held it up so long.
That and other things, zoning clearances. They're
zoning.
Yeah.
Again, we just keep hammering how cool and easy it is to open a brewery. So, kids, if you're listening, it's super awesome. Don't worry about it. Thanks, Hills Bills. It's good to hear from Hills Bills.
It was. Again. Good to know she's out there doing all right.
More voicemails as soon as the phone catches up. So the voicemail connects the things and does it. What are we having? Are we all good? We're going to need some new beer here.
What do we need?
I don't know. I'm burping up the hops from the hop foo, so I'm getting the taste of it again.
I got the hop
Round
herbs.
Two?
Yeah.
Wow. This is really going to take some time, guys, so we'll just sit here and drink.
Hope we got more hop foo. Are you ready for some more hop foo?
Sure. I'd hate to waste that.
Yes.
Give me some of that hop foo. God dang it. I'm pretty sure this is a Tony Bags voicemail that's taking forever, too. Hop foo!
The foo is strong with this one.
Why is that not the tagline on that beer?
Or that cap? Oh, there it goes. Wow. This is just not going to happen, has it? Come on, Tony Bags. We want to hear from you.
Hi, guys. Tony Bags here. With some of our favorites.
Oh, Ashley, Sonic foaming the hop.
And Roger.
Ashley.
We're having a kitty.
Oh, Ashley.
Roger.
And we're drinking original crawlers from the Pine and the Palm. We just got done with the Madonna Beer Festival.
Slow.
Everyone's sunburned and drunk. And we love you guys. And this cryo resin.
Uh-oh. Had
it's
it.
Delicious.
It is. We're also drinking cherry bomb.
Oh no.
No.
Oh man.
We want to hear from Pretty Lady.
Yes. Hand the phone to Pretty Lady.
Hand phone to Pretty Lady, Tony.
That was the library get it. We had the cryo resin
from
Pine and Palm.
Oh yeah, I've had that.
That was good. It was good. Mm-hmm. I miss Roger. I haven't been down there in a while.
Get down there, bro.
I need to.
I will say, you know, Roger Bells gives me shit that I haven't been to Pine Bomb.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I drove by there the other day.
Okay.
Because I was over there.
At Lowe's.
In that area.
Were you at Lowe's?
No, I was at
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Total Wine, actually.
Ah, yes.
And so I'm like, I'm going to drive by. And I found it. And I saw it, and I was like, well, maybe Roger, because it was during the weekday. I think it was one of the days that he's usually open, like a Wednesday or Friday. No, it was a Friday. And it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, well, maybe he's there. Maybe I can, you know, slip in there. And it looked all shut down. So, but I drove by, so I've been to Pine and Palm.
There you go.
Basically.
You save that in your Google Maps so you can find it again.
Yep. I'm like, dude, look, I went by. You weren't there.
I noticed for Memorial Day, you know, it was Monday. So to have a Monday off, you're like, cool, I get to go do all the things I don't get to do on a Monday usually.
Except everyone else's.
Except, I've noticed it was pretty much 50-50 breweries were open or closed on Memorial Day. And he was one of the ones that were closed.
Jerks that want to be off.
Yeah. But it was just interesting. I thought.
They're celebrating my birthday.
There you go.
Well, Monday was my birthday.
In observance of.
Happy birthday.
The XL Pedro Day.
And the observance, everybody.
Somebody might as well.
American flags. Put all their American flags up. And
yep.
So happy birthday to XL. Final voicemail.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? Scotty B. I just wanted to tell you about this experience I had.
Ooh, an experience. Right.
I got to hang out with the Nick.
Oh,
and it wasn't just the Nick.
Get it.
It was also Steve and Zach. So we had a get it.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? A get it.
Did you mention anything about
I
the perfect part?
I tried to get him to leave a voicemail at the time, but he just wasn't feeling it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But let me tell you
that's
what he was feeling. He was really admiring how I was talking all nasally. And I was telling him how it really helps your voice carry. Especially when you need to make sure that you're heard. Like, hey, what's the temperature over there, Jake? Yeah, he was really admiring my nasal talk. I'm glad you enjoyed that, Nick. It was great. And yeah, we brewed Pilsner. The first Pilsner. Oh, yeah. Exciting stuff. It's going to be a while until it's ready. That's about all I got. But hey, Nick, if you want to hang out and I can talk all nasally at you, just let me know, Jake. We got a spooky.
We can fix that in post production.
Yeah.
And I'm
Scotty B.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. Keep up the good work. Keep up the
good work. Keep up the good work, guys. 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail. Like, apparently I got a hit on that. Usually I have to try and hide it in like too many voicemails, but nobody call anymore. But I've got to hit it again.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
leave her name. That's all we got.
That's all we got,
so
bro.
Sad.
It's so sad.
We had to get it. We talked about perfect pour things.
Yep, that's official.
Scotty B told stories.
Oh, man. Scotty B.
He told me why he doesn't like the 90s.
I don't like the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay.
We listened to some Chris Cornell.
I'm going to listen to my reasonings. I don't like the 90s.
I got to add hops to the beer.
Good job.
That was my job for the day. Forgot about that.
Is that. Can you throw out a date at all for Zach's?
Of when he's going to be open?
Yeah.
No.
All right. That's what I figured.
Just 1 to 3 beers. 2018.
We'll just say that. And if it's before, then awesome.
Then way to go.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Hey, man. You got to look out for beers. We're looking out for beers. These are about new releases and just stuff we're still looking out for. Been looking out for some. We've been looking out for years, others for 2 days. You just never know. Here's one, I don't know that I'm really looking out for it, but it's a cool label and others might. Noble Ale Works, the Ghostbuster Goes.
What?
Is a 16 ounce can and it's all Slimer Ooze themed.
Ecto Slimer Cooler style?
Yeah, Ecto Cooler Slimer style. And I'm like, all right, I like Goes beers.
Do you?
But then it says it's Mongolia with Mongolia. Oolong tea. And I cannot stand tea flavor at all. So I'm out. But you may want it. You may be okay with tea flavor in your beer.
I will look out for this.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Rogue Ales. This one actually, Reggie U559 alerted me to this Hot Tub Scholarship Lager. And it's got a trunkless brewer in a hot tub. Like, his trunks taken off.
Gotcha.
And he's just in the hot tub nude, just chilling. And it's a 12-ounce can and a lager. Just, all right, I've got to have it now. It's just made for me, apparently. This is a great success. You have a hot tub lager, hot tub scholarship.
Hot tub lager. Scholarship. I need scholarship to afford the hot tub.
Hot tub. This is a beer I was looking out for, and I was a day late on this because we're actually half
and
a day
late. Dollar short.
Because I was in Santa Cruz over the weekend, or Santa Cruz area and Santa Cruz, and looking out for Clear and Present Dankness. And nice. A place we're going to in Santa Cruz, they showed it on their social media, like, yeah, we have this. We showed up later in the day. It was not there. So I missed out on Clear and Present Dankness.
How close was it to the movie, though? Or just the title?
No, it kind of has the font a little bit.
No gray-haired Harrison Ford
No,
on it?
No, there's no Harrison Ford on it. There's no, like, any depiction of any characters on it, though. Speaking of movie beer-related names, Pulp Friction.
Oh!
A collab. I think these are two Florida brewers. A collab brewer with Civil Society and RAR Brewing. RAR!
RAR.
Brewing. And just because of the Pulp Fiction reference, that's all I care about. Modern Times Oneida is back. The pale. The Oneida, the green.
Uh-huh, the good one.
It's come back, so I'm going to need to get me a freshie of Oneida. Knee Deep, Tahoe Deep, 16-ounce West Coast double IPA cans. Looks cool. It's got a Tahoe Lake there on the can. And then you already mentioned the Modern Times Accumulated Knowledge. So
Sorry.
Those are some I'm looking out for. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Well, as mentioned last week, beach coastal vacations coming up. So looking out for Silva. Brewing. Silva.
Is there plans to go?
There's plans to go, yes. Whether I will stay there and drink or get beers to go, that is yet to be unseen. But one way or another, I'm going to have some Silva for myself on this trip. And also, Great Divide has a beer called Denver Pale Ale, and it's an artist series, kind of like Tioga's doing with the Art Hop beers, where each label is different, different artist, and different artwork on the can. But I had no idea Great Divide did a pale ale in a can with artwork on it, so I'm looking out for that.
I think the Denver Pale Ale is one of their original beers. But I've not seen any of their beers in cans before.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, I only know them for the Yeti. I didn't even think about them doing other beers, really. So this kind of caught my eye when I saw the artwork on it.
That all you looking out?
Hmm.
Is that all you?
That is all. Out?
All right.
Except for what you have right there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I am now looking out for Alvarado Street.
Big Dog, is there a whale beer for you that you've never had?
I'm sure there must be, but
you've had all the you've had Canteon?
Oh yeah.
You had all the Heady Toppers.
Well, I did get up to Vermont last year and went to Alchemist, and I tried the Heady Topper and the Focal Banger and the Crusher. I like the Crusher the best out of the three, but ooh, still, I'm a Pliny guy. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Pliny over Heady, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I agree. I agree with this statement.
Nice.
But the Canteons, they're pretty awesome. Back in the day, like early 2000s, we used to take road trips up to Costa Mesa. There's a place called High Time Wines up in Costa Mesa, and used to be able to pick up Canteon. There.
Okay.
That's where Mr. Donnie Fox used to work.
That's
High Time Wine Cellar.
Sounds right. Yeah.
They have all the vices, cigars, chocolates, you know, liquor.
Yeah. So you probably beer. Bought
giant
beer
bottles
from
of Polish
Donnie
vodka.
Awesome. Giant vodkas.
And then you'd go up there to the High Times, and then down the street is Goat Hill Tavern that had about 100 taps and a disgusting bathroom and peanuts on the floor.
Penises on the floor. Yeah.
Everywhere.
They're all over the place.
I wouldn't mind landing some foo-foon once in a while. That'd be nice. That's one of my favorites. Another one of my all-time favorites was the Cuvée René Lambic. There was a set of batches in the late 90s, like the 94 through 98s, that were just really just stellar. I mean, the stuff they make today is still pretty good, but the 94s were just really awesome. I had a few of those. Those are kind of all-time beers that you just aren't going to get anywhere. But the Cantillon is too hard. I mean, occasionally there'll be a few bottles show up in Buffalo, and if you're not within a block of the store when they announce it, you're not going to get it. You know,
out.
So I don't know what these people do for a living that they can just, you know, bail to the beer store when it's and then, you know, it's like if you're lucky, you get one bottle of it. And I don't even know what they're charging anymore. So I just don't sweat it anymore. You know, there's plenty of
40
you know, nowadays. There's just so much good beer out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to worry about it. You know, back in the early 2000s and everything, when I was starting and looking to find everything, you had to really go searching for a lot of things. You couldn't just go. I mean, BevMo had a lot, but after a while you went through it all. And so we, you know, I would like get some of the imports and things that a lot of people probably ignore these days just because there's so much around. And like you were talking about, when I first learned about the style, you know, like a dozen years ago or so, nobody was making one. There were like two breweries in Leipzig, Germany that still made it, you know, and if you're lucky,
almost dead.
Yeah. If you're lucky, you might find one. Mm. Nowadays there's just a lot of great beer out there. So I'm not really going to sweat all the special releases too much.
A line waiter. What are your feelings on waiting in line for beer?
I don't like to wait in any kind of line, whether it's for a table at a restaurant or for a beer generally. Having said that, I did come out here last year for Rush Day, but that was mostly just for the social event aspect of it and hang out and be one of the dids.
The dids on the fence. Yeah. Did you meet Scotty B? Have you met Scotty B?
I have not.
Oh,
wow.
Because you guys are both there that day. I remember that day.
Well, you know, I was with Stuart, so we were hanging out with the Visalia boys. And
Stuart was, or you guys are right at the front of the line on pretty much, Rush Day. Did you have some interactions with the locals overnight?
No, I mean, we got there about 5 a.m. or so.
Oh, okay.
There were a few people that had been there since closing, you know.
Uh-huh.
Closing crowd.
Do that.
Closing crowd.
But it was nice. You know, somebody had brought a little propane heater that we were all crowding around, and there people were handing out food. I don't know where it was coming from.
When you're waiting for late in the line for beer, you just don't question where food's coming from.
I mean,
just
eat it. And then bottles just keep getting popped open, and it's always, you know, it's like, you know, Hoonapoo Stout and Cigar City and all these big beers and everything, and it's 30 degrees out, and you've been out there for a few hours drinking. It's like you'll eat whatever somebody's handing you, pretty much.
You're like, yeah, cool, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a burrito? Yeah. Burrito. Okay.
Right.
Asada? I'm sure. Yeah, it's asada. Some point it was.
No asada here.
No asada here. And no, yeah.
All right.
Hurry up.
I keep staring at my beer.
Hurry up.
You guys.
We ain't looking at your boobs.
You guys are, very rude.
Yeah, Alvarado is one thing I'm looking out for.
Oh,
hopefully I'll be getting there on Sunday.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Love gold.
That was a growler if you're scoring at home.
We have a peek into his future.
Yes.
Alvarado.
My future is peeing Sunday morning after the Firestone
so
Walker
hard
Fest.
To pour a growler,
oh,
man.
Is that
pour
why you're on this side of the country?
Yes.
I got this weekend from Alvarado Street from the back patio. That's where you get your growlers and your cans in the back patio. Killer Dismount IPA.
Is that at the brewery in Salinas?
Killer
or
Dismount.
In
this was the Monterey. A couple of cool dudes out in the back. I even dropped the perfect pour.
Yeah.
And the guy I got.
And they charged you more money?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I definitely didn't get a discount. Not, I wasn't looking for a discount. I was just like, just trying to tell him, like, hey, we talk about you guys. And he's like, yeah, cool. It was cool, man. Cool dude. He remembered my name, and I can't. I'm like one of those people that as soon as like I shake your hand and he'll say your name, I will not. Like, if you immediately ask, like, all right, what's my name? I'll be like, I don't know, man. What am I supposed to know? You're like, I just told you my name. I don't know.
I had that problem. I can remember numbers.
I need to work
better
on that problem. I've tried to work on it. I really have tried to work on it and have not gotten anywhere.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Fred. Oh, nice to meet you, Bill.
Nice to meet you, guy. Dude, I just met. No, but he was super cool. Super cool place, Alvarado Street. And this is, I didn't even try this one there. I'm just like, just crowler that for me, bro.
Confidence. Brewery confidence.
This is good. I chose well. I blindly chose well.
You lucky bastard.
You lucky bastard. Killer Dismount. I mean, can't beat that name.
So you tried all the other beers and then had them put this one in the crowler.
Kinda. Yeah. I was just like, in my mind, I'm like, fit in all the tries I can.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like fitting in a try without trying it there. Cause that, this was a family.
Fitting in a try.
This is a family weekend vacation. So I can't like total beer geek. I'm just lucky that I'm even there with family. And like, I've got kids and, you know, there's coloring and crayons happening and all this stuff. And I'm trying to get in beer geeky things.
If you're lucky, there's a toss across or a four square game or something that they can play with.
And so
giant Jenga.
The fact that I even managed to leave with a couple crowlers and some cans was a minor miracle, but it's a cool place. And Matt was like, go to the patio. Nobody goes to the patio. The restaurant's busy. Go to the patio. Like we went, cause this is in Monterey. It's in one of those places where you can go in the back or the front. In the back, because you can park in the back street or you can park in the front. We parked right behind it and where the patio is. We went right to the patio and the patio got slammed. Like just as we got there, it just started getting slammed.
Whoa.
And the restaurant was dead.
Weird.
Restaurant was like, but it was a nice day.
Yeah.
So I don't think that happens all that
patio
that much in Monterey. So, but usually the patio is the place to go apparently in the restaurants, but it was opposite day. And so there was just two guys back there and they were so freaking slammed. I was feeling bad for them.
Damn.
They're just working their ass off. They're like Matt back there.
Uh-oh.
And that's where all the cans are. That's where the four packs are.
Large cans?
Yeah. So Alvarado Street, man.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if you've ever toured like a big macro brewery.
The biggest tour I've been on is Full Sail in Hood River. So that's probably not that big.
It's one of the things I noticed early on when I started going to like craft breweries. I had also, when I lived up in the Bay Area, I went to the Anheuser-Busch plant up in Fairfield. And,
that's gotta be giant.
Well, it's actually one of their smaller ones, but it's still pretty amazing. Just the efficiency in their process. You know, their line is spitting out a case of beer every second. And it's like four dudes running this entire line. And you go to, you know, like a little craft beer shop and there's like a dozen guys busting their ass, you know, on bottling day to make it happen. You know, just a lot of sweat.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely the number one thing you'll hear from beer geeks when you're talking about big beer at all is like the way they're able to pull off consistency is amazing and respect, like that always gets respect from no matter who you talk to. So a Budweiser tastes the same wherever you're at and
pretty much
it's pretty damn difficult to do.
They end up recycling like 98% of the products that they use in the brew house, you know, for whatever. I mean, of course, grain, you know, that goes off to, you know, livestock feed or something, but still, they actually, you kind of have to give them credit for what they've built and what they've done. You know, I'm not really a fan of their business practices and, you know, but, from an efficiency process, I can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I can appreciate. And plus our America.
America
beer.
Belgian America.
Belgian America beer. Damn it. All right, where are we at in the show? Anyone want to tell me?
No.
What we were looking out for.
No, yeah. I'll just let you just
I'm
just
looking out for all
in.
The beers at Firestone Walker Invitational Beer
oh,
Fest.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm sure we're going to hear some stories next week.
That's
right
a,
now,
that's a
we're,
brutal
we're,
list.
We're totally there. We're there. We're having the great time.
Yes.
We're not there.
We're out.
We're at Tony Beck's pre-party.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
We're outside the gate offering
the glasses.
Yeah. Like, woo!
Offering woo! Sips of what do we got?
Somebody emailed us. I think it was maybe some PR person that is involved either with Firestone Walker or somebody Ooh. That's at Firestone Walker.
Yeah.
Was like, hey, you guys, perfect for you guys going to Firestone Walker? Here, you should check out blah, blah, blah. I'm like, we're not going, okay?
Yeah.
Says, don't tell us.
We
could
use some tickets.
Yeah, do you have tickets? We're not cool like that.
My favorite Paul song.
Oh, is that number your number one on the Paul charts?
Number one with a bullet, man. Love the groove. Nice.
Big cut.
That bass line.
And that's like sometimes Paul will like will sort of spoof or mimic an actual song. But I think that's original like OG, like all Paul there. So I mean Ben Cotts. Everyone open up your Untappd apps. We're all on the Untappd. If you're not on Untappd, that's okay, but that's what we use. There are several apps to use. We've had a couple of them on the show, but just cannot get away from Untappd. And I am Dorktown on Untappd. If you'd like to friend me, at least check into one beer and put a picture up, because sometimes people will ask to be friends and they'll no check-ins, no picture, no nothing. I'm like, shady, bro.
Friend
shady.
Collectors.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Well, of course, I was on the Central Coast and had me some fun. Had one night out. Went to, obviously, I've already talked about going to Alvarado Street, which was a big deal. And I was super happy to get to finally go to Alvarado Street. But I also went to some other places. One was called Humble Sea Brewing. This is in Santa Cruz at proper. And this is a brand new brewery. It's only been open a few months. Humble Sea Brewing Company. Check them out. They have their stuff, and they also have a few guest taps. And they had field work on tap. I'm like, yes, give me that field work. And so I had a Cinder IPA from Fieldwork, which was nice. But I also had some other stuff from some of Humble Sea stuff. One called Juice Bag, which Nick would love because it's nice and cloudy.
Oh, great.
A double cloudy beer.
Plus an awesome name.
Would you call me?
Yeah, exactly.
But they also had a pale called Pool Party. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite beer of the whole weekend, I think. I really enjoyed that beer. So go check out Humble Sea at Santa Cruz. And this was my new friend at the tap room in Alvarado Street in the beer garden in the back. He was like, well, so what do you got? He's a super cool guy. He's like, so what are you guys doing later? Like, where are you going? I was like, my friend Aaron, he's like, I don't know. He's going to take us to Santa Cruz. We're going to do some. I don't know what he's got planned. He's like, oh, you got to check out Humble Sea. I'm like, oh, cool. Humble Seed. I didn't like even know. I was like, yeah, Humble Seed. And then later on, Aaron just randomly takes me to Humble Sea. It was actually the one he was recommending to go to. So it was pretty cool. So I'm also recommending Humble Sea. The West End Tap and Kitchen, went to that. That's right by Humble Seed. See, now I'm doing it. It had a West End Pale there. It was interesting. I'll just say that. And I have a Sante Adarius.
What?
That's right.
Sante.
Double Lupulo. An Imperial IPA from Sante. Super excellent.
I think that might be part of my weekend plans as well.
Oh, I would advise it. And I had some Hoppy Palm from Track 7 Poolside this weekend. That's pretty damn good. Yeah. And I had a Crowler of Orange You Glad from Tioga Sequoia. That was damn tasty as well.
Oh, really?
I enjoyed it. So those are some of the highlights of my untapping and my drinking.
Any low lights?
Well, kind of like
beer related.
I had a really old Pizza Port Swami IPA. Aaron, my friend, was like, he bought a six pack and I don't think he noticed the dates. And he's like, dude, you can have this. This isn't good. I'm like, oh, I love the Swami Pizza Port, man. I don't know what your problem is. And I had one. I was like, oh, fuck. This is like,
this is really, this not is
probably
good.
Sitting on the shelf for a year or something. This is not good. So I've got four Swami pizza boards in the fridge if anyone wants them.
Nice.
Well, I do have to go shopping.
Yeah. There you go. You can go ahead and take those. If you just need alcohol, they're there. Except, what is your handle on Untappd?
Well, let's see. I think I got Pero the Elder.
Pero the Elder.
Nice.
I'll take on Pliny.
Pero the Elder. On Untappd.
Going back through last weekend, I had the first beer I had from, I think it's pronounced Coonhen Brewing. They're out of Michigan.
Okay.
I had the Fluffer Session IPA.
Oh, boy.
And it was fluffy. Boy. It was quite soft and fluffy. It was a nice nice session.
That's
beer.
What she said.
I had Mosaic Soft Serve from... It's
from, a theme going on here.
That is not what I imagine a beer to be.
Gunhill Brewing. I think they're in the Bronx in New York City.
Okay.
It was a 3% session IPA.
I like that.
Weak sauce.
I thought
that's a good date, like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, that's why I got it. It was like, I got to try it. 3%. I thought it could have been a little cleaner, but you know, it's just me. I'm
make them clear. Stupid Bronx.
Had a new, I don't know if it's new. It's new to me. Etah IPA from Anderson Valley Brewing.
I just saw that pop up. I thought that was pretty good on social media.
Kind of softball. Good, huh? It was nice. Yeah.
Well, I might get it then. I'm listening to your reco.
I bought a 4-pack of Rasputin for my birthday, and I went through
Nick
that.
Nick hates Rasputin.
Yeah. What a terrible beer.
That's awful. And then.
What a waste of a birthday.
Yesterday at North Park Beer Company, I ran the board.
What? You just went full board. You're like, give me full board.
Yeah.
Is that a term I can use now when I go to the tap room? I was like, run the board. Run the board.
Run the board.
And they're like, he wants to run the board. All right, let him.
They bring out a surfboard flight. Surfboard-sized flight.
They might do that at Pizza Port. I don't know. I had the Bird Park, which is a Czech Pilsner.
Hmm.
Real nice.
Interesting.
McNair's like Session Ale, which is a Scottish ale. I think it's along the lines of like a 60-shilling Scottish ale, but it's 3.5%. Real clean. It's just a lot of great malt, and the caramel comes out as like caramel, but without being cloying or sweet. It's just a nice malty session beer. Really enjoyed that. The Covington Cream Ale, Enright's Dry Irish Stout, Art is Hard, which was kind of a
that's a rad name.
Yeah, they just had like an art walk on University Avenue in North Park, so that beer was made for that.
Did it go along with the Ale Trail?
No, it was a
art walk. I'm on the art walk. Well, I'm on the Ale Trail.
Out of my way.
It was juicy
IPA.
Out of my
way. I'm on the Ale Trail. I'm on the art walk.
I had some Hop Foo. I had the Warped Plates, which is a double IPA in the juicy realm. And then I also had the Ray at Night, which is like their black IPA. And then I went up to Tornado and had a Pliny just because I was there.
It's what you do.
And then
just give me a Pliny.
Popped by Tioga tonight and had a...
Popped in there.
General Sherman and the Broadway Brown.
Oh,
which is nice. I like a good brown now and then.
Hey, Poor producer. Producer Becky's been. I was thinking about trying to get her to come on tonight, but she's been pissed about, like, because she likes Browns and, like, yeah, they're just diminishing.
Ooh.
Like, she can't even get Rogue Hazelnut and Eureka Burger anymore. Does she like
coffee beers at all?
Yeah, during the day. She's convinced that the caffeine will keep her up. Yeah. I'm like, you're okay. It's not going to keep you up. She's like, no, it's going to keep me up.
The founder is Sumatra Mountain Brown.
Sumatra Mountain Brown. I thought about that one for her. But
full disclosure, yes, my son reps for Founders, but, you know. Nonetheless, that is a great beer, the Sumatra Mountain Brown. I really, really dig that beer.
Oh, from a...
From
if I just hide the, if I just tell her there's no coffee in it, she'll be fine. But when I tell her there's coffee, she's like, "Oh no, it's gonna give me up."
So she's more like a Rogue Hazelnut Brown.
Yeah, that is her jam. That is her number one beer, Rogue Hazelnut Brown. Can't get enough. Although she did get a couple bad bottles from Total Wine.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Brand new Total Wine that had old freaking bottles of Rogue in there, but no, that's neither here nor there, I guess. The Nick 80.
Okay.
On Untappd, what have you been caught drinking?
Here we go. You ready for this?
I don't think so, but I'm gonna listen anyway.
Okay. Are you now? Are you now?
I'm listening, bruh.
So I'm trying to figure this out. I got to switch between three different platforms here.
I got a lot of platforms.
I got a lot of platforms. I got, like, Snapchat now. Okay, so on Instagram, I have Alvarado Street's Boysen Back in Town.
The Boysen Back in Town.
I do not remember what style it was, but it was very red.
Super red.
Super red. Super good.
How did you get that?
Zach's Brewing mulled it back for me.
Oh.
They spent the weekend in Alvarado and Monterey the week before you did. And they bring me beer. And I love them. They also brought me a Vengeful Barbarian IPA from Alvarado Street. So the Boysen was a crowler, and the Vengeful was one of their regular 16-ounce cans.
Okay.
Their regular beer.
I don't know if they had that there or not.
I recommend that.
Yeah, the boy had that one, and he said it was pretty good.
Holy crap, it's good. And it's nice and clear.
Doesn't sound good.
Super clear. Golden, crisp, clear.
Oh, IPA. Is that going to be the trend?
Yeah. You clear, can see like, right clear as through
hell.
It. Clear as hell, IPA.
Just all clearness. Yeah. It's all about the Clare Bears.
Thank goodness. Clare Bears?
You heard it here first. Clare Bears.
I declare.
I declare.
The perfect pour.
Okay, so that's enough Instagramming. Now to Untappd. Let's see. Oh, Vengeful Barbarian is there. Good, good. Conquista from Coronado Brewing was a collab with Cigar City.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay.
You didn't have to tell me.
My brew day beers were a pickleweed.
Brew day beers. Oh, pickleweed, huh?
Good old pickleweed. Now a favorite. The fig goat cheese brown from
what?
Zach's Brewing.
Which
we might have in the fridge.
What?
I think we do. I think we still have one. And also from the brew day. Double dry hop. Sherman, fresh crowler, day old double dry hop.
Newly evolved General Sherman.
Newly evolved, yeah, cryo hopped.
Cryo hop.
Sherman.
Definitely cryo hop.
But it was just double dry hop, not the orange you glad, just
traditional. Orange you glad's good though.
Traditional double dry hop.
Mm.
Drink those while brewing a pilsner with Zach's Brewing. So after that, we went to Gazebo Gardens, Fresno's coolest patio.
Oh, is it? Oh,
I'm going to dub that.
Offensive.
I'm going to dub Gazebo Gardens, Fresno's coolest patio to drink beer on.
All right.
It's a freaking nursery. I mean, it's how much cooler can
nursery.
It's a freaking nursery.
My only complaint is there's not enough seating.
So it's a nursery. Do you bring your own beer and just camp out in their nursery? Or
no, they have two bars. One is a can-only bar. Mm-hmm. The second is a can, bottle, and draft bar.
Yeah.
And people were bringing their own chairs.
so now that's a trick.
BYOC.
Bring your own chair.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in the roses section. Uh-huh.
Seriously, we were like, oh my God, people are bringing their own. That's the
first I've seen that. Chairs. I've been there a lot, and I've not seen that yet. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, so from the canned-only bar, I had some just outstanding, fresh canned just outstanding freshies. From Kern River. Really, really good.
Give me a couple freshies, bro.
And then on draft, I went to the other bar for the draft section. They had pickleweed.
Yeah.
Again, on draft.
I don't think I have not had on draft.
Very good beer.
Yeah. Where's the pickleweed from? Right.
That is Pizza Port.
Pizza Port beer. Good job. So, good on them.
Yeah. And then pool beers.
Oh,
I'm Memorial Day pool weekend beer. Midnight Lightning Vanilla Bean.
Not a pool beer.
You don't know how to pool beer, bro.
I think I do.
No, I don't think you do.
I think I do. I think I've got this down. I think I'm okay. It helps with the floating. Put some weight in the center. Yeah.
Weight in the center. I like my pool beers to give me some weight.
Yeah, weight me down, bro.
Dude, you got to flash them abs. How can I flash some abs? And
ab. Singular ab.
Stout.
One giant ab.
Yeah, just one.
I'm like, look at this ab.
Uh-huh.
Like, I guess, sure. Like, I just went ahead and extended one ab. That's what I work on.
Consolidating.
Yeah.
1 minute abs.
Like, 1 minute.
I didn't want the six pack, so I just did the 1 minute ab.
Yep.
Oh, boy. This is getting rammy.
Getting rammy.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. Pickleweed talked about. Oh, Hop Anatomy. Revision Brewing's Pale Ale.
Ah, where did this place?
It's super good. Super good pale.
This is a good beer.
That's a great might have thrown in a Parabola in there.
Maybe.
Parabola Jabba.
You know, now it's a regular 12-ounce.
Yeah, you just have it in the morning. Before you get to work.
It's not important enough to save for a special occasion anymore.
Nope. Non-important beer. Yep.
Did they adjust the price on the Parabola for the smaller bottle?
Yeah, they upped it.
They're like, yeah, we're gonna have to charge these people more.
Yeah.
But wait, there's less beer. Yep.
Yeah.
They wrapped it in foil.
Oh, no, they shrunk the box, too.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. There's less
material. Less cardboard.
Less material they paid for, too. Yeah. Now, all the things less, more price.
Yeah, we had to handle more bottles that way, so, you know, we had to upcharge.
Yeah.
Ooh, handling fee.
Handling fee.
Shipping and handling.
Handling fee. Because, you know, Firestone's owned by, like, that British brewer right now.
Right, all kinds of free money now.
Yeah. They're not British.
Well, where are they?
It's part of Duval.
UK. Are they
Belgian?
Belgian. So that's like in Asia, right?
Right outside of Wales.
Yeah, it's right out there, outside of Wales. It's like same thing. India, Wales, like right there.
Eastern right European there
together. Indonesia, same thing. Right.
Cool. Pretty much.
Earth Brewer.
Middle Earth.
Whoa!
Shit! It's coming in rammy.
Cheers! It's the end of the show, and I'm giving out some
cheers, man. Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect pour. The golden gods are the people that donate money to the show every week. Every month. Every week. That would be nice. Huh?
Yeah.
Start making some cash.
Hint, hint.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
doing a remote podcast from Belgium.
Yeah, I'll do all the podcasts from everywhere.
Sorry, guys, we're stuck in Belgium today.
Yeah, I'll do the podcast from St. Louis, Budweiser, right outside of Budweiser. Give it to me. So cheers to our golden gods. They donate money to the show every month. And thank you. I bought some Alvarado Street. I charged it to the golden gods.
Wow.
So that's something you did you're for us.
To say that out loud.
Oh shit. Was that and now also ad on Facebook. Is that okay to say?
That is okay.
Can I say? Oh, okay.
They're
so
helping,
thank you for that.
They're helping us.
Thank you for helping the show. Just know that we haven't walked away with it. We didn't go like, thanks for the money, bro. I'm going to Mexico. No, it goes back on the show.
Wait for our next show 2 years from now.
Patreon.com/perfectpour or look for links for that if you want to become a golden god. You get in on that sweet Facebook message group.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hey.
That's how XO Peril's on the show right now because of that lustrous group.
Check this out. Firestone Walker Invitational tickets for sale at face value in your group.
Yes. That's right. That happened.
No upcharge.
Nope.
Just buddy deal. Hey.
There was a
extra ticket.
There was a within the group sale of a Firestone Walker ticket.
No, that was really cool.
Face value.
It was actually really neat.
And this individual went to the group first and was like, hey, anyone on this Perfect Board group want to go to Firestone Walker for face value? And it was immediately snatched up in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So that was pretty rad.
That's the kind of stuff that happens.
That's the kind of stuff that happens, man. So thank you. Cheers to Mad Milker, the Beer Hiker, Lizard King 74, SD Beer Talk, Spooky Mango, Babbitt 3030, Chug Chug Pass on Untappd, Green nice. Dog, Yvonne Bellin, and Jimmy Ortiz, and everybody that shares and talks about us and just helps us out. We super appreciate it. We're not doing this show for ourselves. If we were doing the show for ourselves, we could just record it and just give it to ourselves. We wouldn't put it out there into the Americas, into Earth, but we do. So
if nobody was listening, Mikey would keep talking.
Yep. I'm just here in my garage. Keep talking. Ask producer Becky. He won't shut the hell up. So thank you guys. Big cheers.
Listen to Dorktown.
Oh. Oh, yeah. We have other shows as well that aren't beer related. Like Dorktown, although we do drink beers, but producer Becky and Bells on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, if you like Fresno and local, there's Flowing with Famous with Joshua Teehee. And if you like Harrison Ford, there's Get Off My Podcast with Trent C. So thanks for listening to all the little Dorktown podcasts. The Nick 80.
Hello.
Yep, cheers.
Cheers.
I'm going to go get a beer.
Okay, do that. So cheers to Scotty B and Stevie Z, as he affectionately calls him, for the brew day, for letting me hang out and watch them work hard while I did nothing and drink beer. It was cool. We had a good day. It was a long day, but it was fun. Just hanging out and brewing and drinking beer. And we ordered a pizza. You know, what could go wrong? Last week, we asked what happened to the Renterias. And I know we mentioned Dave Renteria, but if I remember correctly, it was Mrs. Renteria that started listening first before Dave did. And Dave's actually been on the show. So cheers to Mrs. Renteria. She's my newest follower on Instagram. Hopefully she's still checking out the show. Cheers to Tac Ops Brewing, their local Fresno brewery opening up in Clovis. They follow me. And Review the Brew, another Instagram follower on Instagram.
Another Instagram follower on the Instagram.
On the Instagram.
And, all right. That's all your cheers?
That's all my cheers.
All right. XL, you have any statements to say before we have our last beer?
Well, cheers to you guys for the podcast and all the entertainment. Although now that I've peeled the, you know, or peeked behind the veil.
Yeah, you know the secrets now.
The magic is gone. Yeah, so.
He's over.
Canceled. I always worry about that. I'm like,
oh, look, somebody just canceled their Patreon. That's weird.
Somebody, I'm like, you know, once you see what happens, it's like not going to be that big a deal.
Cheers to Kelsey down at North Park Beer Company.
Yes, for, that's awesome.
For hosting us last night. My friends that came out that I hadn't seen in a couple years. Cheers to Stuart for keeping a job and not moving back in with me after he graduated college. You know, that's always good.
That sounds like a dad joke if I ever heard one.
Well, you know, you teach your kids right from wrong, and hopefully they'll grow up and sell good beer. So
nice. You trained them well.
Yeah.
Psst, go into the beer industry so I get free beer.
Give me free beer.
I'm still waiting on that free beer.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, come on.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh. And cheers to Matt, a.k.a. the Bearded Brewer 87. Bearded Brewer 87, because he's not here, but he's got to work. He's got stuff to do. Luckily, we don't have anything to do. We're cool. He donated this beer to the show. This is a limited release from Tioga Sequoia Brewing.
Art Hop Series.
This is the one that Mike Cruz was talking about. This is West Coast Vermonting Double IPA. And this is done by the artist that Dean McKeever, who is a famous artist of the can artist. I saw him on Instagram, like doing a live just drawing of something. And he loves doing these cabin theme stuff. And this is pretty freaking rad can, limited release can from Tioga Sequoia. If you get it this weekend, you consider to be lucky.
No, go ahead. Do you want middle pour?
Middle pour?
I'll take bottom pour.
Oh, ooh, I got top pour. I got top pour.
I like a good bottom.
He also likes beer. Ooh, wow. Organy.
Fruity.
This is not Nick's style right now.
Why is New it England, so hazy?
I cannot see through this.
Why?
I can't. Nope. Oh, I cannot. It blocks the light.
Well, it does not look like the milkshakes that some of these juicy IPAs are.
Oh, no. It looks like it's done properly, for sure.
I mean, there's hazy because of proteins and you know, hop detritus and whatnot, but some of them are just kind of ridiculous.
I do not need any help in the protein department, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got plenty of protein.
Yeah. Things are healthy.
Do you even lift, bro?
Yep, lift the toilet seat every morning.
This is a good foggy style IPA, good New England style, Vermont style.
It's sweet and dank at the same time. That's something I've never had before.
There's your brew name for the episode, Dank and Sweet.
It's like a teriyaki chicken.
Oh, dank. Thanks. Thank you,
Matt.
Let's
have a little bit of that pineapple.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
See? Not totally crazy.
You're not crazy, Nick. He's crazy.
Most of the time.
Don't follow the Nick Giddy. It's crazy.
It's all Volkswagens and beer.
It loves Volkswagens and beer. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the perfectpourpod.com. Mm-hmm. Perfect Pour Pod on social media. Please follow that on all your social medias. You can follow the Nick 80 social medias.
If you dare.
Matt, I'm Bearded Brewer 87. And I am Mikey Top Pour. Instagram and Twitter, and I'm on Church Run 22 on the Snapchats. Decided to go different on Snapchat because, you know, it's private.
And it's summertime.
Yeah, it's summertime. Oh, yeah. Pool Snapchatting. Get ready. Bungle. Get ready. Once it's night swimming time, stay away. Stay away.
Hide your kids.
Yeah.
Hide your wife.
I might take it down by the morning time, but, you know. And once I wake up, I go, oh, shit, what did I do?
That's if he remembers.
Yep. If I wake up in the mornings on the weekends, and if producer Becky's like, she's like, if I hear like from another room, oh my god, I'm like, oh shit, what did I do, and I'm like, oh, like, I don't think I did anything. Okay, this might not be related to me. Okay, what's going on, honey? Because yeah. I didn't do anything.
Spider?
Hopefully. Oh, spider. Yeah. Got it. Yes.
Got it. I get that.
Got it. Black Widow. Ooh.
Watch my skills.
All right. It's time to get out of here. It's been an honor to have you on, Sir XL Federal. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you for being here.
To swing by.
Thank you for giving us all the beers
the old over swing the by. Years.
Thanks for giving the world stew. and everybody, thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour, and let's listen to some Sunbirds.
Pool beers, nice and dark.
Nick started a new pool beer trend. Dark beers.
Yeah.
Opposite of what the pool looks like.